This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump is praising the National Guard for doing a great job in responding to the protests that turned violent overnight in Minnesota following the death there of an African-American man in police custody. In tweets on Sunday after a night of violence in dozens of U.S. cities, including Washington, D.C., Mr. Trump blamed Antifa-led anarchists for instigating the chaos. Mr. Trump said the United States will be designating Antifa as a terrorist organization. The Anti-Defamation League describes Antifa as a loose collection of groups, networks, and individuals who believe in active aggressive opposition to far right-wing movements. Chants of Black Lives Matter and I Can't Breathe continue to echo across the United States and some other parts of the world as several major cities impose curfews amid intensifying unrest over the death of George Floyd, the black man who died while being detained by police. In the city of Denver, a man said he was shot with pepper pellets over the weekend while recording police leaving the scene of a demonstration in Colorado's largest city. A video uploaded to social media by Daryl Hampton shows the moment he was struck with an object from close range and said the contents of the pepper ball exploded in his face. However, he did not suffer any long-term injuries. Hampton said he was not provoking the officers at the time of their departure, which happened across the street from the Denver Capitol building before the 8 p.m. citywide curfew. A truck driver apparently deliberately, although that's still under speculation, drove into demonstrators in Minneapolis nearly a week after George Floyd pleaded with an officer pressing a knee onto his neck that he couldn't breathe. More protests sprang up from Boston to San Francisco, with people robbing stores in broad daylight Sunday in Philadelphia, Santa Monica, California, and more. This is VOA News. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says that the state's attorney general will take the lead in any prosecutions in the death of George Floyd. Walz says that he decided Attorney General Keith Ellison needs to lead that case. He made that announcement about an hour after Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman announced that he had asked for Ellison's help. Minneapolis officer Derek Chauvin was charged Friday with third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter after he pressed his knee on Floyd's neck while Floyd pleaded with him, saying he could not breathe. Activists, a civil rights group, and some city leaders have called for the governor to appoint an independent prosecutor. At one point during the weekend protest, Secret Service agents rushed U.S. President Trump to an underground bunker as hundreds of protesters gathered outside the White House, some throwing rocks and tugging at police barricades just outside the executive mansion. That's according to a Republican close to the White House, not authorized to publicly discuss private matters and confirmed by another official. Former Vice President Joe Biden's campaign says he will spend the next 5 months presenting himself as a calming, competent alternative to what's being considered as the tumultuous administration of President Trump. But this weekend's unrest underscored some of the challenges he faces in conveying his message and offering the personal connections he's known for. The presumptive Democratic nominee delivered an address this week calling on white people to shoulder the responsibility of ending America's systemic racism. He followed that with an appearance on three major networks. U.S. officials are seeking to determine whether extremist groups have infiltrated police brutality protests across the country and deliberately tipped largely peaceful demonstrations toward violence. Officials are also investigating whether foreign adversaries are behind a burgeoning disinformation campaign on social media. Federal law enforcement officials insist far-left groups are stoking violence, but experts who track extremist groups also report seeing evidence of the far-right at work. Officials have seen a surge of social media accounts with fewer than 200 followers created in just the last month, a textbook sign of a disinformation effort. U.S. health officials are warning that there could be a new surge in coronavirus cases following the protest of the death of George Floyd. Protesters have been seen masked and unmasked at demonstrations around the U.S. in recent days. Social distancing is hard to observe in normal conditions, but it's almost impossible during a protest. And more than 1.7 million COVID-19 infections have been reported in the U.S., and it has more than any other place in the world. There have been more than 100,000 COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. alone. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.